When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much. Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert, and I'm so happy to be here with you, and by here, I mean in any air-conditioned room. Because, thank you, whoever did this, because today in New York City, temperatures hit a high of 96 degrees, what meteorologists call hotter than the devil's grundle. Can I say grundle on CBS? I don't know if I can. It is so hot in the city, Times Square had a naked cowboy and a shaved Elmo. Yes, I didn't realize he had the. Elmo is a mammal, evidently. New York is not alone in being hot. According to CBS News, brutal and dangerous temperatures were felt from California to Massachusetts. Okay, CBS News, just say America. That's like telling your partner, hey, before we get intimate, I should warn you, I have this little rash from my right toe to my left ear. Out west, the extreme heat comes with a side of drought. California has imposed water restrictions this year, including one that limits outdoor watering to only one day a week. It's gotten so bad, Disneyland had to change the name of Splash Mountain to Dusty Gulch. And coming up here, this might be the thing. This might be the thing we did. In Los Angeles, in order to curb water usage, water police are going door to door. That's gotta be tense. Cops banging at your door, suddenly you're scrambling to flush all your water down the toilet. quick. Water police they're walking around the city looking for sidewalk puddles, a potential sign of misused water. Unlike New York City, where sidewalk puddles are a definite sign of mystery urine. Don't investigate. I'm curious. I'm really curious what's about to happen. So far, normal people are doing their part, but Hollywood A-listers are going more than 200% over their allotted water budgets, and reportedly, one of the worst offenders is Sylvester Stallone. And I understand, is this true? Do we have this? We have exclusive footage of the water police raiding Stallone's house.
Let's hit the slip and slide.
Whee! These, that's a good movie. I did not expect some of that. These heat waves are only going to get worse because Biden's climate plan is being blocked in the Senate by Joe I Hate Life on Earth Manchin. So, President Biden held a press conference today to announce new steps to combat climate change, but stopped short of declaring a national emergency. Yeah, you don't want to call a climate emergency too early. You got to wait until our internal temperature is 165 degrees in the thigh. Then we're safe to eat. The president's non-emergency press conference, really, some turkey cookers in the audience? The president's non-emergency press conference was in Massachusetts in front of what appeared to be the bleakest, most desolate spot on planet Earth, because nothing says everything's fine like a dehydrated septuagenarian broadcasting from the set of Mad Max Fury Road. And while the president, a little sad. While the president didn't declare a state of emergency, he did state that this is an emergency.
Let me be clear. Climate change is an emergency. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to use the power I have as president to turn these words into formal, official government actions.
In the coming weeks kind of undercuts the sense of urgency here. Are you choking? Don't worry. I know the Heimlich maneuver. I can save your life. In the coming weeks. I think you do that with that. Do that. There you go. The president concluded.
I'll end by telling you another quick story.
I don't believe you. Please, let's hear this quick story.
When we moved from Scranton, when coal died in Scranton, everything died in Scranton. And my dad wasn't a coal miner. My great-grandfather was a mining engineer. But my dad was in sales, and there was no work. So we left to go down to Delaware. I told you where those oil plants were. But I remember driving home when you take the trolley in Scranton, going out North Washington Adams Avenues. Within 15 blocks, we didn't live in the neighborhood, among the most prestigious neighborhood in the region, in the town where the Scrantons and other good, decent people live. There was you'd go by a wall that my recollection is was somewhere between 15 and 18 feet tall. And it went for essentially a city block. And you could see the coal piled up to the very top of the wall from inside. It was a coal-fired plant. A coal-fired plant. And all of that, all of the negative impacts of breathing that coal, the dust, were affecting everybody. But at the time, people didn't know it, and there wasn't any alternative.
No doubt. He will be finishing that quick story in the coming weeks. I think I'm 79 now. The president's directives today largely appear to provide more funding to or otherwise strengthen existing programs. Oh, good, because what we are already doing is clearly working so well. For a quick progress report, let's check in with our Late Show climate correspondent, Ira the Ice Shelf. Ira, how are the existing climate programs doing?
Well, Steve, I'm confident that the federal government will...
Thank you, Ira. Thank you for that report. What's this? Wait, what? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm being told in my deaf ear that we have breaking news. This just in at 11:44 Eastern Time. I'm sad to report that actor Miriam Margolyes says Arnold Schwarzenegger deliberately farted in her face while filming the movie End of Days. I'm sorry, I have a correction. We have breaking wind news. Here's what happened. Margolyes explained how the historic smelt got dealt in a recent podcast.
He was actually quite rude. He farted in my face. Now, I fart. Of course I do. But I don't fart in people's faces. He did it deliberately right in my face. I can't remember the date, but it was during the filming of End of Days in Los Angeles. And I was playing Satan's sister, and he was killing me. So he had me in a position where I couldn't escape, and lying on the floor, and he just farted. I haven't forgiven him for it.
No. She hasn't forgiven him. She hasn't forgiven him, and I can't blame her for that. I think everyone who saw End of Days feels like he farted in our face. The story is obviously shocking, but it's not surprising. Arnold has had a long and disturbing career of passing gas in front of co-stars.
Allow me to break the ice.
I'll be back.
My baby. Listen to this.
You son of a bitch.
Had enough?
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, iced tea. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
My first guest tonight is a two-time Grammy Award-winning artist, star of Law & Order SVU for the past 24 seasons, and one of the originators of gangster rap. He's now written a new book called Split Decision. Please welcome to The Late Show, Ice-T, everybody!
Popping off in here, this is cool. Yeah. I've never been in here.
You've never been in here, even with Dave? You've never been in here?
No, I've never been in the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Welcome to the Ed Sullivan Theater.
That's what's happening, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm old. I grew up off Ed Sullivan back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beatles, Elvis, Presley,
Jackson
and now
Five.
Ice-T, gee, man.
I'm in the building.
There you go. Okay, now, you and I had a chance to talk a few years back on the old gig, but back then, I didn't get a chance to ask you, how did the name Ice-T come about? How'd you get the moniker?
I used to read books by this writer named Iceberg Slim, who was a player and a pimp, and I
How old were you when you were reading these books?
I'm in high school.
Okay.
So, my real name is Tracy, which in the hood, that gets you into fights because guys meet you. Yeah, they meet you and they say, Tracy, yo, that's a bitch name, man. So now you're fighting somebody you just met, you
sure.
know? So I turned that into Trey, but I would quote Iceberg Slim and I would say all this fly stuff and people would say, say some more of that ice stuff, T. You know, so Ice T is short for Iceberg T.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the knowledge you learned from Iceberg Slim?
Just that these women ain't gonna give you a chance. You gotta be sharper than them. That's all I had to understand. You know what I'm saying?
Nicely done.
So I had to learn, and at 16, I'm quoting words from like a 45-year-old player. And
wow.
The girls thought I was incredible. They thought I was fascinating. I never told them it was Iceberg Slim. I was like, that's me. You know?
Now, you're passing some of this knowledge on with your book now, which you wrote with your old friend Spike. It is called Split Decision, Life Stories. First of all, how long have you known Spike?
Spike and I were friends back in the days. This is predates me making music. This is when I was in the streets of South Central Los Angeles. And Spike and I were crimies. And we used to do robberies. We did hundreds of robberies. We robbed jewelry stores. I can speak on this now. There's a thing called statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. But we were very, very successful at it. And then there was a point, I was so successful, I never got caught, you know? And what happened is, at some point, I decided, hey, music is starting to come in. I'm gonna take this route. And he tried to do one more lick, and when it happened, someone got killed, and he ended up getting a life sentence, 35 to life. You know, they tried to give him the death penalty, and at the end of the day, he made it out. Now he came back. He did 26 years in the penitentiary, served his debt, and now he wanted to write this book as a cautionary tale to people to let them know that every decision you make can change the trajectory of your life.
So. Are y'all telling stories of your history together or your childhood? What are these stories about? And do you disagree over what should be in the book? Is it hard to write with a friend?
Well, not really, because we're telling the truth. And if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said, you know? So, you know, wherever I would come out and I might tell you a story about my past, he's like, yeah, she's making that up, you know? But when we're telling the story, like, I'll tell you I walked into the place and then he'll say, and then Ice did this. And so it's the way it's written. The crazy part is when I was walking down the red carpet for New Jack City, he was getting off the bus at Folsom Penitentiary, or, you know, and you see this arc of me, 26 years of me becoming Ice-T and him going through the prison system and then rejoining now later. He's been out 6 years, works at a hospital, pushing around COVID patients.
Did y'all stay in touch while he was inside?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we all make, every person in this room is gonna make decisions tonight, and any decision can just totally change your life. So you have to be conscious of it. And I didn't know I was doing the right thing, but the trip of the book is I could have went to prison and he could have been the rapper. Mm-hmm. So that's why the book's important.
Well, you talk in the book a lot about growing up as you describe yourself a hustler. Do you remember your first hustle?
I mean, my first hustle, I used to sell Kool-Aid. You know, I would take a dollar's worth of Kool-Aid as a kid and I would break it down and I would make $10 selling it. And I'll never forget, you know, one day I was selling Kool-Aid and my father came in and I said, he said, what's the matter? I said, I couldn't sell any today, it got cold. He said, well, if they ain't buying Kool-Aid, sell them cookies. And I've never heard anything more genius than that in my life. And that's one of the basis to big business is, you know, don't, as the trends change, you change with them.
You should be on Shark Tank. I'm telling you. Because you say hustler, I say capitalist. Is that what that is?
Hustlers are mega capitalists, you know yep. what I'm saying? But you're coming, when you're hustling like I did, you're coming from a survival aspect, not greed. Mm-hmm. You're just looking at the options that you have available to you at the time, and you think, well, crime is the way to get it. Mm-hmm. Later on, I learned that, no, I don't have to limit myself to crime. I can use that same initiative and push in a positive direction and look at the success. I mean, I've actually, how the hell, after this, the all true stories, how am I the longest running cop on television?
Good question. That's a good question.
That's a hustle. That's the hustle.
Now, you started making music in the 1980s. What surprised you about rap music, the scene?
I think the biggest thing that surprised me about music was you could lie. I mean, I was watching music videos. I'm like, oh, that's their house. That's their car. That's their girl. And then when I got in there, like, oh, you can rent a car. You MTV Cribs. You don't have to have this house. We'll put you in a house that's not yours. I'm like, this is all fake. You know, and I didn't know that. And when I got in there, you know, I always had to use my own cars. I had a rhyme where I said, I don't rap about girls I ain't caught, guns I ain't shot, or things I ain't bought. The game to me is too deep. If I did honestly believe I'd die in my sleep. So I've always been held to the code of being honest.
So let's talk about this cover right here, okay?
That's my girl.
That's your girl.
That's my son's mom's. That's Darlene. Those are my guns. And that was my life at that time, you know? And, hey, I didn't know you could lie. I was like, what? You could get someone to... They'll come and put jewelry on you for the video and then take it back. Or you got all the girls in the jacuzzi and their boyfriends are sitting right out of frame waiting on them, like... So I was coming from a real world, Steve. I didn't know about this show business is so fake.
Except this show. This is all real. This is all real here. We keep it real, right? Okay. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I will ask Ice-T about his first experience with performing. Stick around, y'all.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance,
Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Award-winning rapper, as you said, 22 seasons of Law & Order SVU.
24.
24, my apologies.
We just started 24th season.
I understand that your first brush with fame came actually from dancing. How did this? What's going on here? And which one are you?
I'm the one in the air.
You're this? What? Yeah. Who is this crew here?
You know, the original dance group out of L.A. was called The Lockers.
I remember The Lockers, sure. They were all over TV.
Yes, with Tony Basil and Fred Rerun Barry.
Sure.
And
Shabadoo. Sometimes with Shabadoo, yeah.
Yes. And we were a knockoff group called the West Coast Locksmiths. We thought we were better. And
so what was your move? What was your signature move?
I don't have no signature move. The thing of it is that people say, can you still do it? I'm like, in my mind, I can do it. In my mind. I was in the studio one night and I heard the beat and I start, you know, thinking I could break dance again. So I start dancing. I went down, touched the floor, my whole back just. I was like, oh, okay, all right. Right now, my foot's supposed to come flying through here, but yeah, it's in my mind now.
Okay, before we go, I want to get your input on a clip that's been going around on news and the internet the last couple of days. There's a guy who did who attempted to do
a bash.
They tried to do a smash and grab.
Right.
And he said that was one of the things you did when you were younger. You'd go in with a ball peen hammer or something, or a little sledge.
A baby sledgehammer.
Baby sledge.
We're not trying to promote this. Do you understand?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. We're not trying to promote anything. There's a very popular thing right now. And this guy comes in with a brick. And take a look at what his style is. He has a little trouble with it. Jim, take a look here. So he's got a brick.
He has a brick?
It's not. It's
okay,
not going
through. Let me start right this. Everybody got COVID. He has no mask on, right? Let's start there. Cam, look at him trying to get. Oh, he's a dummy. And he's robbing Kay's jewelry. The most expensive thing in there is like $1,500. Like.
But every kiss begins with K.
That was the results of crystal meth right there. That was not a professional.
Mm-mm. Well, if you want to hear more stories about the life of Ice-T and Spike and learn some valuable lessons, watch. You could look at the book.
You can listen to it too.
Is it available for a book on tape?
Yeah, people. I put out a new book. They say, where can I hear it? I'm like.
Go out and get his new book, Split Decision, available now. Ice-T, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.